Community and faith members showed up in support of Marquise Dixon, who was sentenced to 9 years in an adult maximum security prison for stealing a pair of sneakers when he was 16. The case, a flashpoint in the city in recent months, hinged on a gun Dixon was said to have used in the theft, but which has never been produced. The group was at City Hall to push the Common Council to pass a resolution favoring raising the age of criminal responsibility. Organizer Sean Collins is with Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration.
And in the resolution, it talks about, it calls on local law enforcement officials and agencies to utilize their discretion that they have, use greater discretion to provide more leniency and more compassion in the system, and do what they can now, even though there isn't a law on the books that to divert 16 and 17-year-olds away from prisons.
Alicia Barraza's son was arrested at 17 and given 4 to 12 years of prison time.
He did about 3.5 years of prison time, and several times they put him into solitary confinement. And the last time that he was in solitary confinement, he took his own life, and that was over a year ago.
The Release Marquise campaign has been urging District Attorney David Soares to recommend a lesser sentence as Dixon's appeal moves forward. Marquise Dixon's mother, Aisha Dixon, had stern words for Soares.
Well, to David Soares, because he was the DA, and I don't have anything against him, my only thing is 9 years is harsh.
Dixon thinks a one-year sentence would have been acceptable. She wants Soares to wake up.
You know, the kid got his sneakers back. My son never had a gun. But because that's what the district attorney wanted him to plead guilty to. They wanted him to plead guilty to a charge. He pleaded guilty to the sneakers because they found the sneakers. He is guilty of the sneakers. You came to my house with a search warrant. There was never no gun in my house. You never had a gun, but you charged my son with first-degree armed robbery. Don't you got to be proven guilty? So you're innocent. My son is innocent to a gun.
Soares' office did not immediately return a call for comment, but released a lengthy statement on the case in August, saying in part, Mr. Dixon did not simply steal or take a pair of sneakers. He mugged an innocent young man at gunpoint. Had he merely stolen or taken a pair of sneakers from a retailer and received a 9-year sentence, I too would be in line with protesters calling for justice. But the facts are the facts, and I don't have the luxury of changing them. Having said that, I understand the frustration of those taken aback by his sentence. The Release Marquise campaign wants the age of criminal responsibility hiked and views the Common Council's unanimous passage of the Raise the Age resolution as a victory. Councilmember Leah Golby says the action sends a very strong message to state legislators.
Particularly to the state Senate, who did not pass the Raise the Age legislation this year, and it's something that needs to be passed. New York State is one of only two states in the entire country that treats 16-year-olds as adults, and that has to change.
Aisha Dixon says prison is no place for a teenager.
If the inmates want to take over Coxsackie Prison, they can do it. There's more inmates than there are workers there. Young kids' minds aren't developed all the way like that. So, of course, they're going to try to go different ways, and they're easily influenced. You know, their focus spans is, you know, short, and they're trying to fit in. But you can't fit in inside a prison. You can't fit in. But you have, you know, older guys that have come only to take you under your wing. No.
Dixon told rallygoers she remains hopeful the DA will change his mind. There are video clips from the rally and Soares' full statement at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.